I'm happy that Deacon Gene is here for many reasons, but mostly to proclaim today's gospel, because last night at the vigil mass when I tried to proclaim the gospel, I left out a line, and it was a line where Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." So I had to go back and repeat the whole gospel, or that section of the gospel, because that's such an important line. So wonderfully proclaimed, and glad that was off my shoulders. That line, that image, Jesus Christ saying, "I am the good shepherd." It's important for us to hear that. It's important for us to sit with the visual and the reality of this identity of Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. And I think it's important for us to sit with the reality of what he's saying as he identifies himself as that. Because sometimes we get a very like cute bedtime story type of picture of what a shepherd is. This image is a good image, but a lot of times I think when we think of Christ as the good shepherd, it's kind of just this pastel drawing on a prayer card. And yet when we think about what a shepherd is, the protector, the one who gathers and guides that flock, it should be a different image, honestly. Our opening collect spoke about the brave shepherd. There is this reality that a shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. It's not some hired person who has no attachment, whose connection to the herd is simply a conditional one. But the shepherd knows his sheep. He loves them and desires to lay down his life for him. Now, we see great imagery there. And being in the Easter season, you know, the cross should be in our memory. That statement of Christ, the good shepherd, laying down his life, that should be fresh in our minds right now, that truly he does. The good shepherd gives his life freely for each and every one of us. The good shepherd is about relationship. This image of Christ as this heroic, brave shepherd, it is about the intimacy of his relationship with each and every one of us. And so it seems very fitting that the church across the entire globe chooses Good Shepherd Sunday to also be the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Now, immediately when we hear that, Prayer for Vocations and Good Shepherd, we probably think, yes, it would make sense that this would be the day where we recognize a need to pray for young men who are discerning being shepherds. That this would be a moment for us to say, yeah, as a parish, as a community, we need to be encouraging and supporting and raising up men who are called to be shepherds in the church. And that is true. It's very true. But I think the reason that this is a day for prayer for vocations is because the shepherd is an image for every single particular living out of a vocation. That none of us are off the hook. This day is not about a day of prayer only for others. It's also for our own hearts and our own vocations, whether we're currently living one out or we're currently listening and preparing to respond to the call that Christ has given to our heart. Our vocation, first and foremost, is about our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so before we start looking at the particulars of living that out, we have to understand that intimate reality. That every vocation, every person is called to be a shepherd, is called to gather, has others who are entrusted to them, is called to lay down their life for others in their relationship. The brave, heroic, good shepherd is a powerful image for each and every one of us, called to relationship, called to give our hearts to another out of love for God and in service to our brothers and sisters. That is every vocation. That is the call that is on every one of our hearts. And so we pray for that today because it needs prayer. It needs an opportunity to be focused on. It's also a great image, the Good Shepherd, actually, for where we find ourselves in our mass catechesis. As we've been moving through these homilies week by week, The part of the Mass that we're focusing on today, this Sunday, Good Shepherd Sunday, is the collect. That opening prayer that comes at the end of the introductory rites. We've been at this for months, and we're just now at the end of the introductory rites. We'll get there eventually, guys. Okay, let's hang in there. This is good that we're moving through. And the introductory rites, they have all been preparing us to encounter Christ in his living word and in the Eucharist. And so as we come to the end of the introductory rites, we have the collect. I prefer the word collect to opening prayer. And actually, the church identifies that opening prayer as collect. Now, when we hear the word, it sounds strange, but if we were to look at it, it literally looks like the word collect. Because here's what's happening. When the priest says, let us pray, or on Sunday, chants it, let us pray. And then there's a period of silence. This period of silence is actually intentional. The missal, the book, it says in the rubrics written in red, pause briefly for silence. That's because that period of time, it's not just accidental space. It's not space where we just wait for the book to be brought over to the priest. It's not a period of time where we're watching and wondering, is Father going to be able to flip to the first page, the right page the first time? It's not some sort of game to see how long it takes for him to find where in the world we are in that book. It's very intentional. Let us pray is an invitation. Let us pray is this moment where we are called to pray. That space, that silence is given to us as the body because we are preparing to enter into this worship, the Mass. And as we talked in the other homilies, part of the preparation of that is that when we come to Mass, we are bringing our own intentions as well. We know who we are going to offer this Mass for. We have our own offerings that we are going to present and unite to the sacrifice of Christ to be transformed. We are bringing our joys and our highs, our thanksgivings. And we're also bringing our sorrows and our struggles, those things that we're placing for transformation on this altar. And so when the priest says, let us pray, that is the moment where we make that intention. That is the moment where we pray and we offer that prayer. Because the priest is going to collect all of that and give it to the Father. The movement of prayer is to the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. And so that collect is called collect because it is a collection. It is a gathering of those prayers, just like the shepherd gathers his sheep. Now, the structure of the prayer, I think, is really cool. It's important to that we take a moment to kind of look at that because it follows like a classic formula for Christian prayer. So listen closely to this because it's like a cheat code. If you're ever put on the spot and you're asked to lead a prayer, follow this simple formula and everyone's going to be like, dang, they are an impressive prayer. Four words, you who do through. That's the pattern of the collect. That's the pattern of Christian prayer. You who do through. You, who are we praying to? Well, we've talked about in one of the first Mass catechesis homilies that this is a dialogue between the Father and the Son. And so at this point, we identify the Lord. We identify who we're praying to. At this point, it's the Father. And so Lord God, Creator, Father, we make that identity, you. Who? Who is it that we're praying to? What did they do? Why are we praying to them? So you, who did what? Why is it that we're praying to God at this point, to the Father? So for example, Lord God, creator of all things, who made the world and is constantly at work in it, you who do. This is the request. This is the petition of the prayer. This is the moment where all that we are offering up is gathered in. Lord God, creator of all things, who is created the world and is constantly at work in it, hear now these are petitions and transform them into your living reality. You who do through, we pray traditionally through Christ our Lord. He is the one who makes it possible for us to enter into dialogue with the Father. It is through Christ that any of this is possible. And so we say through Christ our Lord and recognize that Trinitarian reality, it is in the unity of the Holy Spirit. And we end the collect with that doxology. You who do through. Start listening, that opening prayer, that collect, every time you are at Mass, and see if you can line up that formula, those four parts of the prayer every single time. And the last thing I want to talk about with the collect is the posture. The posture of the priest, because here's where it's like a shepherd. The priest prays in what we call the orons position, the priestly prayer position. And as he's praying, this posture, this is a posture of openness. This is a posture of gathering, of collecting. And the best part about it is that at that doxology, at the end of that collect, we are instructed to bring our arms in, to as we are gathering, to actually bring our arms together. Visually, that sign of us gathering your prayers. Please give me something to gather. Our active response is so important. When we recognize this good shepherd who knows us by name, who desires an individual personal relationship with each and every one of us, we have got to respond. Everything that we do is a response to that reality. Everything we do should be an outpouring of that identity that is poured into us as beloved sons and daughters, as members of that sheepfold. Every vocation is an active choice, a free choice to live out that relationship. Christ chooses to lay down his life. He wasn't forced. It didn't happen accidentally. But it was a free choice of the shepherd to lay down his life. And so on this World Day of Prayer, we pray that each one of us may actively respond. Whether it is in prayer in this great worship, the Mass, whether it is in offering our sacrifice and our intentions in this celebration, but today especially, also the living out of our vocations, the responding and answering to that particular call that has been put on our hearts to give ourselves freely to other out of love for God and in service to our brothers and sisters.